Hello, this is Noah Spencer. It's March 10th, 2019. I'm in Medfield, Massachusetts, and today we're here to talk about the Australian sea lion. This amazing species of animal is one of thousands of species that are endangered in the world today. It spends most of its day lazing around in the Australian sun and hunting in the deep sea when it's hungry. It hunts mainly near the ocean floor and has adapted a lower heartbeat for oxygen preservation, as well as lungs that can sustain the pressure of being that far underwater. It has huge eyes and whiskers, but don't let its appearance fool you. These sea lions can be over 400 pounds. Tourists from all over the globe come to see these animals. They're amazing creatures that after only 48 hours, the mother has memorized her baby's call such that she can find it again if she goes out hunting. The Australian sea lion is known for its non-synced breeding cycle. This means that different colonies of the animal will breed at different times of the year, such that during any given month of a year, there can be a different colony mating. However, one thing that is common throughout all colonies is that it takes 17 to 18 months to birth one sea lion. This makes it incredibly hard for populations to increase, and the death of even one sea lion ends up being a big deal. Only 10 to 12,000 seals are estimated to be left, and the number is not going up. In 2011, the Australian government estimated that there were around 14,700 seals remaining. At that rate, the Australian sea lion will not be around in 50 years, and future generations may not be able to go to Australia and experience this animal. So why should you care about the Australian sea lion? One obvious reason is the importance to the ecosystem in which it lives. The Australian sea lion is an omnivorous forager, which means it will eat pretty much anything it can find, and it controls the populations of many small species, such as the cuttlefish and the squid. Without the Australian sea lion, the population of these would drastically increase and would have an immense impact on the ecosystem. This is why the Australian sea lion is considered a keystone species. The fact that the Australian sea lion keeps the ecosystem in which it lives stable makes it incredibly important to protect and to not let the Australian sea lion go extinct. The removal of the Australian sea lion would result in a less biodiverse ecosystem, which is also a weaker ecosystem, more prone to diseases or one species overtaking all others. Now the question must be asked, why are Australian sea lions endangered and what can we do to help? Australian sea lions suffer from low numbers due to extreme hunting that lasted over 200 years and was only outlawed in the early 1900s. This is coupled with the fact that fishing traps that are for rock lobsters often kill sea lions who are trying to forage in the ocean. Pollution in the ocean is also an incredible danger to the Australian sea lion. As it is a very curious creature that is also omnivorous, it will eat almost anything that it will find. Oftentimes, it will find trash in the ocean and ingest it and either choke or die as a result of eating it. This is why the oceans must be cleaned near the habitat of the Australian sea lion of both pollution and traps. This is not to say that climate change has not affected the Australian sea lion. Due to warmer temperatures, the Australian sea lion has had less prey to hunt in recent years and therefore has a lower maximum population due to competition in the species. The Australian government has already outlawed the hunting of the Australian sea lion and now must put forth legislation that prevents the placement of traps near the islands that the Australian sea lion lives on. The Australian sea lion only lives on about 58 islands off the coast of Australia. It is not that hard to protect all of these islands from having traps near them, and it would have not that much of an effect on the economy, but would have a huge effect on the amount of Australian sea lions that can survive. It cannot be understated how important it is that the Australian sea lion be protected. It is both a huge tourist attraction in Australia, and tourists will come from all over the globe to see this animal. It is also a keystone species, which makes it important for the ecosystem it lives in for it to remain. To conclude, the Australian sea lion is a territorial endangered species that is endangered from traps near its habitat and could be saved with regulations from the Australian government protecting the land around the islands from traps. The Australian sea lion is a keystone species, which makes it important to the ecosystem that it lives in, as well as being a popular attraction for tourists who want to come see this amazing creature in person. At the current rate at which the population is decreasing, the Australian sea lion will not be around in 50 years. I do believe, however, that with regulations protecting the land around the islands and the habitat of the Australian sea lion, that the Australian sea lion can be saved. The Australian government has already banned the hunting of the Australian sea lion and has taken steps to plan for the saving of the Australian sea lion. So I do believe that it is possible that the Australian sea lion will be around in 50 years and will be saved and will turn around from the negative population decline that it is experiencing today. This has been Noah Spencer. Thank you for listening and have a great day.